This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. What happens to the family farm when the next generation of the family wants to do something different? That's one of the challenges that confronts small-scale agriculture in many areas, especially the North Bay, and it's a question that California FarmLink is working to help those families answer.
We focus on entrepreneurial agriculture. We work with operations of varying scales from 2 acres to 3,000 acres. The focus is on keeping the land in production, keeping it out of development and pavement, and keeping the businesses viable from one generation to the next.
Steve Schwartz is executive director of the Sebastopol-based nonprofit, which has recently been holding a series of regional conferences on farm and ranch succession. They're structured, he explains, to address a series of sometimes difficult and emotional issues.
Communication issues, issues of indecision amongst family members, and then also focus on tax planning. There's a lot of challenges for families in the area because the high price of land means that assets that may have been a relatively low value 30 years ago when the current generation took ownership are now at a level where there's a real stake for the on-farm heirs that are interested in keeping the dairy or that vineyard or the vegetable operation going, as well as the off-farm heirs, people who maybe went to college, moved away, living down in Los Angeles or Berkeley, and want to have a different kind of future than being involved in the ag operation.
These meetings, which are being held in Humboldt, Sonoma, and San Luis Obispo counties, are a small step in responding to a statewide need, one that Schwartz says is too often deferred until it is too late.
There's been a few studies in different counties in California, and generally we see less than 20% of the family farms having a clear plan for who the successor is going to be on their operation. So a lot of farmers and ranchers are thinking about estate planning, how to manage the tax burden, but we're focused on a challenge that comes maybe 10, 20 years before that passing away of the senior generation. How do you keep the business productive and active and make sure that next generation knows what their role is and is able to step up and be a leader in terms of managing the business, finding niche markets, finding the areas for growth.
There are typically three kinds of stakeholders involved in making those decisions: the current farm owners, potential heirs who live on the farm, and other potential heirs who live elsewhere. The succession workshops are intended to serve them all.
We're going to be helping people think through the next steps and how to put together the plan to transfer the farm from one generation to the next. Maybe a 2-year plan, maybe a 10-year plan, providing resources and professionals that will help address the communication issues and other kinds of challenges.
In some cases, where there are no immediate family members who want to continue actively farming themselves, the FarmLink workshops can also help facilitate a transition whereby a trusted employee or manager on the property can continue the operations. With advanced planning, Schwartz notes, there is time to consider and allow for a far greater range of possibilities. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.